From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras, and I am not sitting in a studio at the Alt Latino World Headquarters in Washington, D.C. I'm standing in the lobby of the MGM Grand Hotel in Las Vegas. I'm here to cover the 18th Annual Latin Grammy Awards. Now, I've never been to the Latin Grammy Awards, and, you know, I've certainly watched them on TV, as you probably have, and what I've seen is usually dominated by pop music. Now, I'm not knocking pop music or musicians, but, you know, that's not what we do here in Alt Latino. But this year, there's been quite a few names on the list of nominees that have either appeared on Alt Latino or we've covered them in some way. So I thought it was a great time to come up and come out to Las Vegas to see what all the excitement's about. And I got to say, it's almost too big to cover at once and all by myself. I mean, there are events all week, during the day, during the night. And there are musicians just roaming around the halls in the lobby of this incredibly massive hotel. But I got a job to do, and that's sharing the experience with you, our dear listeners. So let's start the show off by hanging out in the lobby to see who passes by and grab a few of them for some interviews. Okay, wait a minute. I think I know these women. It looks like Shay Fiol and Mireya Ramos from Flor de Toloache. Ladies, welcome to Las Vegas.
Thank you.
Hi.
Okay, it's great to see you guys. You guys are nominated for Latin Grammys. Which category?
Best Ranchero Album.
So how does it feel to be nominated?
Ooh, amazing. It's a dream come true. We're really excited. We can't wait to know.
Okay, so this is not your first trip, right?
No, we came here in 2015 when we were nominated for our first album, for Best Ranchero Album as well.
Okay, so you have any tips for me?
Eat, sleep whenever you can, and definitely wear comfortable shoes.
That's right.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind. I did bring comfortable shoes. I think I'm going to be wearing sneakers on the red carpet, but don't tell anybody.
Okay. I think most people will actually understand and be very jealous.
You know, it is a little bit overwhelming because there's so many people here in the lobby. There's a lot of stuff to do this week, and I'm just by myself. I have to cover the whole Latin Grammy. So would you guys do me the honor and the favor of co-hosting a show with me this week?
Yes, of course. We'd love to.
Okay. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to get some gear, some recording gear. We're going to send you guys off so you can go in search of interviews. And then we'll meet back here at the same spot right here the day after. Friday morning. We'll meet here Friday, like, and then we'll compare notes.
Okay, perfect. We're on it.
Yep.
Mireya, Felix, give us this assignment. We have to find people to interview.
Yeah, I mean, I think we can find somebody around here.
All right, in the lobby here.
Ah, mira, the nice Suarez.
Oh, perfect.
Let's go say hi.
Okay.
Permisito de nine. How are you? How are you feeling?
Hola, bien. Gracias. ¿Cómo están?
Bien, ¿y tú?
Muy bien.
Congratulations.
I know.
Muchas gracias. Estamos aquí contentísimos, pasando tremendo tiempo en Las Vegas. Sí.
Is your first time?
It's my first time, yes.
Yeah, she just mentioned that she's excited to be here and it's her first time in Vegas.
Great. So, how do you feel to be here?
Bueno, imagina, yo escribo una música con mucho contenido textual para desarrollar buenos valores en las personas. So, para mí es una plataforma grandísima, una exposición grande con la cual yo puedo expandir un mensaje. Yo estoy súper feliz.
Yeah, she just mentioned that she's very happy, excited to be here, and that she takes her art form as a platform to just send a message, a positive message, and to exalt people's personalities and all the good value in a human being.
So we were nominated 2 years ago, and our first time here was really crazy because you have interviews. I imagine you have lots of interviews, and you're not going to sleep anything, and you're performing on the telecast. My advice would be sleep and eat whenever you can.
I think so. See, it's having a lot of things in the same time, but I think that I am ready, I am prepared for this moment, so I am focused, ¿no? Estoy enfocada y nada, tranquila, muy tranquila. Me siento en familia. I feel like I am in my family, porque desde que llegué a este país, por ejemplo, he tenido con todos estos compañeros, como Félix Contreras, por ejemplo, ha estado desde el principio atento a lo que ha pasado con mi carrera. So, yo estoy como en familia.
Ah, qué bien.
Now you're in our family too, yeah, with Flor de Toloache.
Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm walking down the hallway on the 19th floor and about to go down to the lobby, but I'm hearing a lot of noise and voices and maybe a little bit of music in this room. Hold on a sec, let me... Hello?
Hi.
I know you. Isabel Herrera.
Hi, I am.
Remezcla.
Yes, music editor at Remezcla.
What's going on?
We're doing Remezcla Studios here. We built a pop-up studio in one of the suites here in the hotel. And we're shooting videos and making documentaries and doing a series of different video shorts.
So. They're probably upstairs recording. Let's walk across the hallway here to the other, because you have a wraparound suite on the 19th floor.
Mm-hmm.
That's quite a view out the window.
I know. The like Las Vegas background is perfect for it.
Well, then let's step outside on the 19th floor.
Great.
Hopefully I won't get too dizzy. Okay, Isabella, it's quite a view out here on the 19th floor overlooking Las Vegas. We've worked in the past together, and you've contributed all Latino. We're really happy that you guys are doing so well at Remezcla and doing a lot of stuff.
Thank you.
Tell us about just what exactly are you going to do with these videos and these recordings?
Yeah. So basically, we are building a series of different videos. First, we're doing a documentary on the Colombian reggaeton movement, and especially from the perspective of producers. We think that like the producer's story hasn't really been told that much, and we want to talk about how they're like re-envisioning the genre and how they're, you know, kind of bringing it into this new pop level and talking about, you know, some of the generational differences from Puerto Rican reggaeton to today. So that's our first big thing. Then we're doing a series of short social videos, fun little interviews with artists, you know, talking about like fan experiences, you know, everything from like, you know, the moment that Despacito is having. We have like favorite emoji, favorite meme, like all different kinds of questions. And then we're actually shooting a series with Pitch Perfect that we're building in the shower. And basically we're just having artists sing in the shower because that is where people sing, right? Yeah, we're doing a series of videos with them as well with different artists like Camila Luna, Mariachi Flor de Toloache, so...
Okay, so talk to me a little bit about the interaction with the Latino or the Latinx online community and internet community as it relates to the stuff you're planning, but also the stuff you guys have been doing really quite well. What's that interaction like? What's that market like? And what's the demand for information like?
I mean, I think right now, like, in Latinx media, it's blowing up. You know, I think we have, like, a much bigger platform to tell our stories than we've ever had before. You know, that comes with its set of challenges and making sure we tell people's stories and not just present like a kind of simplistic version of what it means to be Latino, Latinx. You know, I think there's a lot of different ways of telling our stories. Our communities are so diverse, you know, like you can even say that there's not much that holds us together in terms of identity.
Sure.
So, I don't know, I guess our goal is to kind of tell these as many different experiences as we can, different stories, and like highlight how diverse and vast we are. So
the more the merrier.
Yes.
Isabel Herrera from Remezcla, music editor for Remezcla. Thank you so much for taking the time. I'm going to go back inside and poke around.
Great. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, there are about 7 people in the bathroom. It looks like they're having some kind of discussion. There's also a television studio set up. No, a recording booth set up in the bathroom. Excuse me. Like, what is your name?
Daniel. Salcedo.
And what's going on here, Daniel?
We're shooting here right now. We're doing something called Shower Pitch. And we're shooting artists playing in the shower.
Playing in the shower. I'm assuming it's G-rated.
Kind of.
So I see a single shower head, but I also see a microphone with the music stand, and there's someone in the shower right now, and some sound baffles on the side of the walls. This is a shower singing in its purest form.
Yes, that's what it is.
And these are artists that are performing or are here for the Latin Grammys?
Yes, they're all nominees from the Latin Grammys.
Maybe I'll go into the shower and...
You can.
Volver or something.
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
You should do it.
I don't know if the world's ready for that.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is.
Okay, thanks, man.
Thank you, Felix.
Wait, is this the green room? Let's go in.
Yes.
Let's
see who's
here. Look. It's Diamante Eléctrico.
Diamante Eléctrico. Oh, my God. From Colombia.
Hola.
¿Qué tal?
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Congratulations.
Thank you. We heard you guys were nominated for a Best Rock Album and Best Rock Song, right?
Yes, we are. Like, this is our actually our fourth nomination. Like 2 years ago, we won the Best Rock Album, and we were also nominated for Best Song. So we're here again, see what happens, and also have a good time. That's actually the whole thing, you know?
Yep.
Amazing.
So, how about you guys? We just heard you guys play.
Oh, did
you? That was
awesome. Yes. That was awesome. That's awesome.
It made us feel a little bit worried about our version.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Oh, no.
Well, you guys sound great.
That's it.
So you guys are veterans. What's your experience been like?
It's been great, actually. 2 years ago, we were like rookies. You know, it came coming in for the first time. This is our second time. It's not that much, but at least we know what it is to feel, to win, you know, like that's actually something that you look forward to it. And then in the end, when it happens, it's amazing. So we're very pleased. We're very happy. And let's see what happens tomorrow. We're up against like Café Tacuba and Andrés Calamaro and like, no te va a gustar, no pressure. It's really simple, really easy. Yes, of course.
So have you guys taken any cool selfies with any people, any celebs?
Who have we seen? We saw Carlos Vives today, which who will admire forever, and we greeted him.
We saw Luis Fonsi, we saw J Balvin.
You know, no selfies yet.
All these big guys.
We have a no selfie policy, but.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I like that policy.
Exactly.
No, you don't. Well, I think time has come for us to go, but we're very excited to see you guys tonight.
Oh, and we are very excited to see you, and it's amazing to have you guys here.
Yeah, we
really like what you
for
guys
real.
Do.
For real.
And we're going to party tonight. Yes.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Have a good night.
Okay, let's take a music break. This is Diamante Eléctrico with their song Días Raros featuring the great guitarist Billy Gibbons. Okay, now the big day. I'm at the red carpet at least 3 hours before the event starts later this evening, and I'm behind a wall along with just about every other media organization across Latin America and here in the United States. And in the middle is the red carpet, and on the other side is a group of bleachers for fans to come and cheer on their favorite stars. Hold on.
Fabio!
Okay, that was... the applause for J Balvin. Okay. Okay, a friend of the program, Lila Downs. Hey. How are you?
Thank you. Okay, yeah.
Okay, so you were nominated in one Best Pop Traditional Album.
Yes, that's
congratulations.
Right. Thank you. Quite an honor and quite a surprise.
Surprise, really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, first of all, the category, it's like, you know, the Academy, they move you around depending on the music that you're doing. So I'm pleasantly surprised, and I kind of didn't know where to put myself, actually. So it's interesting. The album is not as folk as a lot of stuff that we've done in the past.
Well, you know, I think that maybe the Academy is expanding its horizons a little bit and not locking us into genres.
That's right. That's a wonderful thing, right?
Yeah, I think all the fans already do that. So because people expect that of you. Of you in particular, because you span genres, categories. It's just Lila Downs music. Congratulations on your work.
Thank you so much. Okay. Thank you so much.
Go enjoy the rest of the night.
Yeah, looking forward to performing with La Banda del Recodo, and that will be a first. So looking forward to doing something with them in the future.
Thanks a lot for coming by.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Take care. Good to see you.
Okay, we're on the red carpet. Yeah. Hey, man.
How are you?
Vicente Garcia, man. And so you already won two awards?
Yeah, I feel great. I feel really, really good. I wasn't expecting to have two nominations, like winning. I'm really honored because this work reflects my culture, my Dominican Republic, where I come from, and it feels great as an artist.
Congratulations. And two more nominations, Record of the Year and Best New Artist?
Yeah, we'll be as well performing in the ceremony, so I'm kind of nervous, but really, really happy.
Bro, I'll let you go down. I just want to say hello and congratulations.
Thank you, man.
It's always a pleasure, bro.
Un abrazo. Te quiero.
Okay.
Gracias.
And have fun.
Thank you.
Okay, I got to say, hanging out here on the red carpet behind the media booth, behind the press wall, and watching all the people go by, it's really kind of crazy. There's just a mass of humanity and people just coming through and all the fans going crazy and yelling at their favorite artists and getting their attention and cheering them on. It is an alt Latino first, I gotta say. First time. But we're excited to be here and we're gonna get more people coming through. Okay, I saw you guys last night.
Yes.
And we were talking about it. Congratulations.
Dude, it's amazing. It's surreal. This is crazy.
Diamante Eléctrico, thanks, man. And congratulations again.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so
much.
Thank
you, guys.
Are you guys having fun?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
And tonight we're going to, like, party or what?
Party like animals.
Yes, let's do it. Colombian style,
let's
baby.
Let's end up in jail.
Gracias.
Felicidades.
Muchas gracias.
Hola. Okay, Juan Pablo Díaz.
Aquí estamos.
Okay. All right. So, in the world, in este mundo, de todo the urban, the mm-hmm. hip-hop, the reggaeton, the eso, you got a straight-ahead salsa thing going, man.
Exactamente. Okay. Estamos ahí resistiendo. We're resisting with the folklore of Puerto Rico and all Latin America. Estamos resistiendo y estamos pasándola muy bien. Creo que soy el nominado, como te dije anteriormente, nominado más joven en la historia de la categoría de Mejor Álbum de Salsa. Estoy muy, muy gratificado de estar aquí. Es un proyecto que nació básicamente de mi bolsillo, de la colaboración de muchos artistas puertorriqueños, de muchos técnicos, diseñadores, arreglistas, músicos. Y estoy bien feliz, estoy bien satisfecho, a pesar de que no logramos el premio, pero la nominación ha sido un premio maravilloso.
Pues, al mismo tiempo, es like you are... You know, you're representing, you know,
sí.
and what it is. And I think that everybody here, no matter what mm-hmm. category, everybody here is celebrating every form of Latin music, bro.
Yo estoy celebrando la música latina independiente,
sí.
Sobre todo, porque pues está viendo un surgimiento. Yo me atrevería a decir que el 80-90% de la música, de la salsa que se está produciendo en Puerto Rico, es salsa independiente, completamente sin ningún tipo de inversionista, sin ningún tipo de disquera manejándote de atrás. Así que es una celebración por partida doble.
Felicidades. Have fun.
Gracias. Muchas gracias.
Okay.
Gracias.
Good to see you, bro.
Igualmente. Okay. Good to see you.
Okay, now on the red carpet with One of my favorite singers, I gotta say, John Secada.
Thank you, man. Thanks so much.
Thanks for stopping by here. Okay, congratulations on your win, Best Tropical Album. It was dedicated to one of my main men, Benny More. The album's called To Benny More With Love, and that was featuring the Charlie Sepulveda big band.
Right here.
There he is. Okay, guys. All right. Okay, in the world, let's, you know, I'm gonna lower my voice a little bit, okay? Because I don't want to upset anybody. But in this world of, you know, reggaeton and urban and all the other stuff, you guys are waving the flag. You plant your flag and you wave your flag for Benny More and traditional sound.
Yeah, it was a labor of love. I mean, I wanted to do this album for a long, long time. I talked about it with Julio Bagué, who is president of Peer Music in Latin America. They own Benny's catalog as a publishing company, and it was just meant to be. I wanted to do it. They wanted to partner with me. It didn't matter the fact that it didn't go along with maybe it was in the marketplace. It was a passion to do this record based on what we wanted to do as artists. Him as my producer, me as an artist. That's what I wanted to do. When I talked to Charlie, that's what he wanted to do. And everybody I talked to, the team, you know, Juan Cristoa, the engineer, everybody, you know, we all worked as a team together. And you're right. It came from the heart.
Yeah, the title of the album is no joke. To Benny More With Love.
Yeah, it is.
Absolutely.
A tribute to an icon. So from there forward, you know, then luckily we are moving forward. Now the album is going to have a new life in Mexico. New single dropping in February. A duet with Angelica Valle, then in Colombia, with tour. So you know, when you work from your heart, interesting things happen.
Guys, you're speaking to my heart, so I really appreciate it. Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Okay, working the red carpet, and it's something I am so excited to see. My friend, Danai Suarez.
Me too. Hi, everyone.
Okay, 4 nominations. It's the big night. You look beautiful in your beautiful white dress.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Did you see Dan Rahel?
Yes.
I bring it.
Yes.
Yes, for this moment. You know, he played one of my songs, Closer Now, from the album Palabras Manuales. See, I'm so glad to be here. Muy contenta de estar aquí. ¿Quieren español? Muy contenta de estar aquí. Me siento relajada, Félix. Me siento como en mi casa, como en mi agua, en mi propósito. Encantada de la vida.
That's all we need. That's all we need to do.
Nos vemos esta noche en el escenario para cantar con toda la energía, para poner toda la palabra ahí con tremendo amor y con potestad. Con potestad.
We can't wait. Gracias, gracias. Have fun, amor.
Gracias, Félix. Me encanta tu sonrisa. Te amamos. Te amamos los artistas.
Okay, let's take another music break. This is Danai Suarez with her song Preguntas, featuring the pianist Roberto Fonseca.
Hace tropezar y darle silencio a nuestra voz. ¿Quién se atreverá a amar limpio? Yo creo que esa es la solución de ser feliz, de ser real, de ser leal. ¿Quién te dijo que eras diseñado solo para mentir? Te mintió. ¿Quién tiene derecho sobre ti? ¿Quién es dueño de tu propio yo? ¿Qué es lo que te llena de complejos que te alejan de la solución? ¿Qué es lo que estás callando por miedo de que no exista la comprensión? Dime quién va a responder si no eres tú. los hombres modernos cultivan la mentira, por eso la vida se está enterrando. ¿Quién es quien merece tu maldad? Si lo más grande está en el perdón, ¿qué es lo que afecta a la sociedad? Que la tiene ciega y sin control, que le pone un precio a la apariencia, que hace miserable al corazón. ¿Quién se atreverá a amar limpio? Yo creo que esa es la solución de ser feliz, de ser real. Puede poner fuerte la debilidad de tu interior. ¿Quién es el más autosuficiente que no necesita de un doctor? Dime quién va a responder si no eres tú hablándole a tu yo. Los hombres modernos enterrando.
Okay, it's the morning after the awards, and I needed a much more subdued spot after the craziness of the red carpet experience last night. Now, I told the girls from Flor de Cholo Ache to meet me here so we can debrief, and they had some great interviews and were busy themselves winning their Latin Grammy and all that stuff, and here they are right now. Okay, guys, welcome back.
Thank you.
Hi.
Okay, sorry I had to give you guys an early wake-up call on the day after your Grammy win, your Latin Grammy win. Congratulations.
Woo!
Okay, so what was that like? What was it like going up there? Because when I saw it on the screen from the media room, oh my God, all I saw was smiles, just tons of smiles. What was it like walking up there?
Oh, I don't think anybody walked. We actually ran.
Yeah.
I was, Mireia was like, we just barely stood up and she was already on the stage. Yeah! Woo! I mean, it was, that's how excited we were. We jumped up out of our seats. It was, I mean, yeah, it was amazing. Wow. Like fireworks.
Yeah. It was kind of all a blur. Like, I don't even remember going up the stairs.
So, I do. I was like, don't trip, don't trip, don't trip.
Well, it was all capped off with the award, so I'm very happy for you. And congratulate you again.
Oh, man. Thank you so much.
Okay, and thank you for hosting the show. So we have one more job for you to do, okay? You have to help me read the credits for the show.
Okay.
So here we go.
We've been screaming a lot, so hopefully our voices
Yeah, I bet. Okay. All righty? I wrote them up for you. Here you go.
We want to remind you, don't forget to follow Alt Latino on Facebook and Twitter. They are NPR's Alt Latino.
And you can find us in social media at mariachinyc.com, our Twitter, mariachinyc, and Flor de Toloache. And for NPR Music, I'm Mireia Ramos.
And I'm Shea Fiol.
And I'm Felix Contreras. This has been a special coverage of the 18th Annual Latin Grammys from Las Vegas. Thank you for listening.